Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 28, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Paytm to deploy 1 million IoT devices at merchant counters, Visa to acquire Yellow Pepper, Quest launches tap on phone payment solution in Australia, DLocal doubles African footprint, adds 4 new countries, partners with Verve and Fori. Women seek flexible payment options this holiday season, survey shows. Now let's get started. Paytm to deploy 1 million IoT devices at merchant counters. India-based fintech Paytm has announced the deployment of 1 million Paytm Soundbox devices by the end of the 2021 fiscal year. Paytm Soundbox is an IoT product that provides merchants instant voice confirmation, allowing them to keep a check on payments. The confirmation is available in several different languages. According to business-standard.com, the device comes with Paytm's all-in QR, enabling merchants to accept payments directly into their bank account. As soon as a transaction is completed, the soundbox confirms the total amount received against a purchase. The device comes with a SIM card and can operate without a Wi-Fi connection. Other IoT devices offered by the company include All-in-One POS, All-in-One QR Code, the Paytm for Business app, and Business Kata. Visa to acquire Yellow Pepper. Visa has announced the signing of a definitive agreement to acquire Yellow Pepper, a fintech that supports financial institutions and startups in LATAM and the Caribbean. The acquisition builds on a strategic partnership and investment Visa made in Yellow Pepper in May 2018. The Yellow Pepper platform offers a set of APIs to enable issuers, processors, and governments to access multiple payment rails for many payment flows through a single connection. Yellow Pepper will assist with the adoption of Visa's network of networks strategy by reducing the time to market and cost for issuers and processors. The company will also facilitate the integration of Visa Direct, Visa's real-time push payments platform, and Visa B2B Connect, Visa's non-card-based payment cross-border B2B network. Yellow Pepper's platform enables financial institutions to launch card and account agnostic real-time solutions, while providing services such as tokenization, identity validation, and risk tools. Quest launches tap on phone payment solution in Australia. Australia-based technology provider Quest Payment Systems (Quest) has launched the tap on phone payments solution AirPay Tap. The solution allows merchants to accept contactless card payments on Android devices via an app. Prior to the launch, Quest has entered into agreements with major payment networks including Visa, MasterCard, EFTPOS, and American Express. According to ShoppingCenterNews.com, transactions over the contactless limit will still require customers to use their PIN to authorize payments. Biometric authentication is also supported for mobile wallet users. At launch, AirPay Tap will be available on Android devices only. The solution supports most Android phone devices manufactured since 2016 running Android 7.0 and above, including all major phone manufacturers such as Samsung, Google, LG, HTC, Sony, Huawei, Xiaomi, and OnePlus. For Apple devices, Quest offers a Bluetooth contactless reader that can be used to add contactless payment capabilities to an iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. DLocal doubles African footprint, adds 4 new countries, partners with Verve and Fori. D-Local has expanded its payments network to include Kenya, Senegal, Ghana, and Cameroon, while adding new integration partners in Nigeria and Egypt. According to the press release, the expansion comes after the company announced its expansion in Latin America and the Caribbean, with Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, and Panama, bringing the total number of countries in which D-Local operates to 26. In addition to local Visa and MasterCard credit cards, the recent expansion includes the following integrations to the D-Local 360 payment platform. Kenya. Merchants selling into Kenya can now accept payments from mobile money platforms M-Pesa and Airtel. Senegal. Merchants expanding into Senegal can now take payments from mobile money platforms Orange and Wizall Money. Ghana. D-Local has enabled payment acceptance for merchants in Ghana to include mobile money platforms Vodafone, Mountain, Tigo, and Airtel. Cameroon. Added payment methods include mobile money platforms Orange and Mountain. Payouts. Merchants can now execute local payments and deposit local currency directly to mobile money and local bank accounts in all supported African countries. Single API integration. Current D-Local clients can immediately grow revenue in these four countries via the platform's single API, with no need for any additional integration. Furthermore, in addition to the Africa expansion, D-Local also struck key integration partnerships with two major payment providers in the region, Verve, out of Nigeria, and Fori, out of Egypt. Consequently, D-Local is now supporting the 47 million locally issued Verve cards and tokens through its payment platform. Besides, D-Local's new partner Fori, a cash payment method in Egypt, is adding over 166,500 cash payment locations to the D-Local network, as Egypt-based e-commerce heavily relies on cash payments, accounting for about 65% of the total online transactions. Women seek flexible payment options this holiday season, survey shows. A DaVinci Payments study reveals women intend to shop online and mobile more this holiday season with the belief normalcy will not return until 2022 or later. The study conducted on October 2, 2020 revealed that while 62% of women surveyed report their income being the same or better than what it was in 2019, 52% intend to spend less this holiday season, 31% indicated they will spend the same as last year, and only 17% said they will spend more. The following survey results reflect how the pandemic pushed shoppers of all age groups to adopt technology, due to COVID-19 health concerns, signaling the growth of online and mobile shopping. 76% intend to do more than half of their 2020 holiday shopping online this year, up from a reported 71% in DaVinci's May 2020 Future of Payments study. 74% currently do more than half of their online shopping via phone, up from 57% who said the same in the May DaVinci study, with 23% now doing all of their online shopping via their mobile device. Amazon makes up the majority of online purchases and is the number one way respondents learn about brands, which is an increase from ranking third in DaVinci's 2019 Women Shoppers study, leaping over friends and family and retail stores online and physical. Price is the most important purchasing factor, followed by quality, availability, safety, brand name and store seller, indicating the need for price-driven rewards like rebates. Respondents listed convenience as the top reason to shop online, followed by safety and selection. Two-thirds of respondents buy from reseller and consignment sites, taking share from new product purchases. Women shoppers' holiday purchasing decisions will be influenced by rebates and prepaid cards, according to the following survey results. 62% would choose a US$100 rebate over US$50 instant discount. Respondents cited prepaid cards, virtual or physical, as their top choice for shopping rewards, followed by gift cards from select retailers and check and special savings offers with 2 weeks to redeem. 69% preferred prepaid cards that can be spent anywhere over check refunds. Results also indicated a significant opportunity to cross-sell with virtual prepaid card delivery, with 80% of women responding that they would use a surprise offer that accompanies a prepaid reward. Loyalty programs are important to women, with 88% indicating they would choose a brand with a loyalty program over a similar one without. DaVinci Payments concludes that e-commerce and online shopping will continue to dominate along with consumers' demand for contactless payments when they are in stores, which is inevitably contributing to the continued rise in importance of mobile payments. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.